We have two scripture readings this morning. One comes out of Deuteronomy and the other out of the Proverbs on this Father's Day. First from Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 9. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And then from the fourth chapter of Proverbs, verses 1 to 4, listen, children, to a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts, do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast to my words, keep my commandments and live. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Pastor Heather. Would you bow your heads with me just for a moment, please? Let us pray. God, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts collectively are acceptable in thy sight. Amen. Well, I was doing research for this Sunday sermon, since it was a topical sermon on Father's Day, and I was thinking, what is it about Father's Day and about our fathers that's important, and that maybe the Bible will lift up and to give us direction. Now, in this statement about fathers, it does not negate the importance of mothers by any means. And in fact, mothers play a huge role in teaching about God in Scripture. And honestly, and to be truthful, they have dominated that field very well. Fathers have lagged behind here, and there is a need for us to improve in this area, for sure. There's always room for improvement, yes. So this is really where I was contemplating and praying about and the importance of this, and this is how I came across first when I found the Deuteronomy text that reminds us of the importance of impressing the text upon our children. Now, that's not beating it into them, but impressing it into them, right? Yeah, as much as you might want to beat it into them sometimes. But also the importance of impressing it upon our hearts. This is what brings me to the thought about one of the things that in Jewish tradition that you will see are these little boxes that are leather. And with them, they have little straps that essentially allow for you to wrap these straps around your arm, and then the little box is literally attached to your arm, or you'll see them in some pictures where they're attached to your forehead. These are called tefillins, essentially. And what they are is a little bit of scripture in that box to remind people of the Word of God. The importance of the Word of God, the importance of scripture, and knowing it, and not just knowing it in the sense of knowledge, but literally living with it and letting the living scripture breathe within us. So I thought, Father's Day, let's think about what are one of those traditions that is in my childhood that I used or that my parents would use as I was growing up. And then it came to me, our own version of a tefillin is something that some of you all may have used before. Now, this is a fancy one of these. This is called our Daily Bread Promise Box. And I couldn't find the one that I grew up with. It's the same format, but the one I grew up in was a little red box. And inside the red box at supper time, what you would do is you would read your scripture, you would pull a little card out of it, and you would read your scripture, and then might say a few words, and then you would do your prayer over the food, and then supper would begin. right? How many of y'all ever used one of the little scripture reading ones? Yeah, I see some hands that have gone up. And it was a really neat thing. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, though, that in our household, it would get pulled out, and then we would read the scripture, we'd do the prayer, and then we would continue on with our life as normal. And I can guarantee you some of the conversation my older brother and I had probably was not what we'd call godly or spirit-filled. Especially when he would take the last piece of chicken or the food off my plate. If you're watching this morning, Kevin, I remember. I do. So I thought I would bring these this morning and share these with you. These are all little cards. One card out of this. I had to order four of these little bread boxes to get enough cards for Sunday morning. And then stuffing them in the little peel bags. And then I got to thinking that I might have gotten marked somewhere because I was ordering that many of these little bags. They may think I'm ready to distribute something else. So I put it in a little bag so you could carry it with you. You could put it in your purse. You could put it in your wallet. It is something that you can literally carry the Word of God with you. Carry the scripture. Now, this is King James. It doesn't come in any other flavor or format. I tried to find one in NIV. It doesn't work that way. And that's because the NIV is a company you do not want to go to war with. They are very powerful. And it costs a lot of money to make stuff with their name on it. Anyway, so the King James is much easier to produce because there's no copyright. And anyway, long story short, that's how they came. But if you look at them, you'll see on one side it's got the text, on another it's got another text on it. So if you don't like the first one, flip it over. There's a good chance you'll like the second one. Now, today, what we're talking about is what are we carrying around with us in our life? What kind of scriptures are we carrying around with us? When we think of God and we think of His Word, what comes to mind in our life? What kind of text pops to mind with us? And what I'm saying is that how do we live into that? And what is it that is our favorite verse in our life that we love and we focus on? What is it that we carry around with us and we literally live out? For some, it might be something like that God is there as our strength and our refuge. For others, it might be that we are to love God with all of our whole heart, soul, strength, and mind, to love our neighbor as ourselves. What is it that we really let God settle in our hearts? What kind of scripture do we carry with us? And in turn to this, what we have to ask ourselves is, what are we impressing upon those around us as well? You see, on Father's Day, it's not just a day for us to sit around and to say how great our fathers are, and they are. It's also a day for us fathers to say, you know, it's time for me. I need to step my game up as a spiritual leader and to be involved in the lives of my children, my grandchildren, and others that I can be a mentor to in faith. Now, I'm of the belief that fathers and mothers share that responsibility equally in the household. But we see this real lacking when it comes to dads these days, when it comes to teaching this. Now, don't be offended if you're one that has worked hard at doing this and showing what we should be doing and how we should be living, and that's wonderful. But I'm talking about a broad stroke here. The very need for fathers to step up and to be people who not only know God's Word, but can live God's Word. You know, when the Scripture says that we are called to impress this upon our children, it's not like I joked before, beating it into them, but yet living it so much that they are inspired by our living. That is how we truly impress. You know, I think about the things that I do and the impressions that I make on my own children. Some of them are positive, many of them are not. And when they do things and I look and I think, oh my goodness, how could they do that? And I realized they just copied what I did. Yeah. I know that Lori tells me that when Josh and I butt heads, it's because we're so much alike. And you know what? She's right. We've got to ask ourselves, what are we sharing? What are we sharing? What kind of scriptures are we sharing? What kind of text are we living out in our life and in our family? In the earlier service, I had the picture of two different pictures. I had one where this beautiful family was sitting in this field somewhere reading the Bible, and everybody was smiling and looking at the Bible and looking at the dad, and it looked so perfect. And then the other picture, it was everybody at the dining room table, and they all had their heads in their phones, right? And I said, you know, the reality is neither one of those really. Now, maybe on the phone from time to time, but it's really more toward the middle. If you walk through a park and you see somebody that is perfectly sitting there with their whole family just looking beamingly at their father and at the Bible at the same time, there's a good chance that's a photo opportunity that was made. And it was about to be published. But the reality is that intentional time that we make to teach our children about God's Word. But not just teach it, live it, all right? You see, this is why the Deuteronomy text is talking about why it is that we should carry this around with us, because it's not just about knowing it. It's about living it, letting it be part of us, letting it breathe into us. This is why we call it the living Word of God, the inspired Word of God, the God's Word that comes in and fills us up and gets us excited. I also like that the text said this. It said, essentially, we are to go to bed at night with these meditations. Now, let's think about that for a second. What's the last thought that we have when we go to bed at night? I hope I don't forget to go take care of this tomorrow, that kind of thing. What's the last thing that we see before we go to bed at night? You know, we all have our routines and the things that we do. And I know for me, it's my, you know, this is my last thought at night. I'm sitting there and I'm reading on my computer tablet and I fall asleep and it hits me in the head. Boom. And Lori goes, just go to bed. It's time to go to bed. Honey, you're about to hurt yourself, you know. And back when I had the 13-inch tablet, it really did hurt when it hit me. That's why I went to a smaller one. But the last thing that we see before we go to bed tonight, God's Word says that we are to meditate on His Word as we lay down at night. Let that be the last thing that we think about, how much God loves us and how much God wants to do in our life and what God is calling us to, rather than maybe the 10 best ways to clean our house or our favorite news channel or whatever. What is our last thought at night? You know, you can buy pillows with scriptures on them. That might be a way to cheat at it a little, you know. Go to sleep with God's Word into your head. And the other thing that I liked was this, the scripture that we are to write on our doors. Now think about that. Now, I'm not talking about cutesy things when you walk up to somebody's door And I know it's okay, it's great. If you've got one of these that says, God bless our mess, I mean, that's our home. Or, you know, you walk to the door and across, you know, one of the favorite ones I used to like, and we may even had this at one time, is for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, right? This is not what we're talking about necessarily, just to write the scripture on your walls or write them on your doors. It's literally to bathe your house in God's Word, to bathe our house in the living Word of God in our life. To let it be immersed into our family. And that when people walk into our homes, they feel the very presence of God. It's not to be felt just in our beautiful churches, but yet in our homes. Have you ever walked into a home where you felt very uncomfortable? Now, I'm not talking about when you went to see your girlfriend's family for the first time. But I'm talking about a time where you've walked into a home where you could tell that it was fractured, divided, and in pain. may have looked wonderful on the outside, but when you got on the inside, you literally could feel the spirit of hurt that was within it. And on the flip side of that, have you ever walked into a home, and maybe you can relate to this, where you could feel the very presence of God and the peace, and that when you walked through the doors, you could just breathe and relax, because you felt that that place was safe. It's important for us to literally bathe our home in God's word and God's presence and peace. This is a call to us as fathers on Father's Day, as parents, a reminder to us that we are called to build those homes filled with God's word and filled with God's love, His grace and His mercy, so that in our home, people are inspired and transformed and changed. And in our home, our children are instructed, and God's word is impressed upon them, not by us being preachy, but by us just living out God's love. Friends, there are so many people who can quote these scriptures. There are so many people that might have these on their shirts or bumper stickers. But the real deal is when we can live these and live them out in our life, and people see them, not by what's printed on a card, but what is printed in our hearts. And that is seen by how we treat one another, and how we love one another, and how we love our God. Today on this Father's Day, our challenge is we go home and we build our home and fill it with the very peace, love, the Word of God, the foundation that God gives us in His Scripture, the edification that He gives us in this very bread, if you will. I love how it's in a little bread loaf, in the life of God that is given us through His Word. This is our call. This is our command to build these homes. As fathers, as mothers, as parents, as grandparents, as mentors, aunts, uncles, you name it, guardians, we keep going on. We go out to make this difference, because there's a world that needs this. I can quote you statistics all day long about broken homes. There's a world that needs this. And there is an answer in God. And we are called to be part of that. Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word. And we pray that as we study your word, and as we keep your word close to our heart, we pray that what we will do is let these words of life through your scripture not only impress upon us, but impress upon those around us. Oh Lord, let your word lift us up, and in so doing, lift others up as we serve you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Ready, my God, thy will.
early today. So you get 10 more minutes to preach next Sunday, okay? All right, awesome. So now next Sunday, we'll be here for Pastor Heather's last Sunday. You can do the frowny face, it's okay. And but we hope and pray you can come out and enjoy this time with us. And at both services, she'll be preaching and excited to hear. And it'll be a good one. It won't be like the one that said bye to the bishop when he said, up your nose with a rubber hose. That guy, by the way, fixed it for everybody. Now they filter all of those statements. Anyway, it will be a positive and a beautiful message. And we want, assuming you have time to write it in the midst of, it may be a yay God, let's go home. But, or go eat. Be in prayer for her, though, seriously, as she's packing things up and moving them along, getting them ready to Clarksville. And but next Sunday, we will gather together one final time together with Pastor Heather and leadership, and we will look forward to that. So, friends, it was good to have you with us this morning. We hope and pray that you have a wonderful Father's Day. And we hope and pray as well that you'll take those little scripture cards with you and put those somewhere that will remind you to meditate upon God's Word this week, okay? Well, receive now this benediction, this closing prayer. Oh God, as we leave this place, we go out of here, not just knowing your word, but we go out living your word and letting it fill our hearts so that we might fill the hearts of others. Bless us now as we depart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Thank you for listening to our regular Sunday morning worship service from the First United Methodist Church in Mountain Home. Join us again next week at the same time.